New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've got our first Big 12 bowl game coming up on Tuesday night. So let's get you set here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We cover the Big 12. Thanks for joining us. Hit that like button below the video. Subscribe to us on the podcast. Search Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you guys, as always, being here as a part of the show. So West Virginia has the first bowl game of the Big 12 season. And it is a bad matchup for a lot of reasons for the Mountaineers. But can they cover the 4.5-point spread? So here's what we've got going into this game. If you're a West Virginia fan, as many of our followers obviously are since we cover the Big 12, you've got to know about this guy, Mario Anderson from Memphis. A former Division II All-American player, spent a year at South Carolina where he led the team in rushing, and now he is wrapping up his career with the Memphis Tigers at running back. And he has been tremendous this season in the AAC. This guy has just been incredible to watch. He has been a dual threat guy as well. He can catch out of the backfield. He can rush it for big yardage out of the backfield. He has been an absolute beast. In 13 games, you look at what he has done here. I mean, it has just been beyond impressive to watch this guy play. Let me get the numbers for you so you got it. Nearly 1,300 yards on the ground, 6 yards a carry, 17 touchdowns. Top 3 in the AAC in that category. He is the real deal. And it is going to be very difficult for West Virginia to slow this guy down. And I think about what West Virginia is coming off of. And that is 4 losses in their last 5 games of the season. That burnt memory of Texas Tech thrashing West Virginia 52-15 in Neil Brown's final game, where Taj Brooks went for 188 yards on 23 carries. That's 8.2 yards a carry. That is sending shivers down my spine, or it should send shivers down your spine if you are a West Virginia fan. Because this team, down the stretch in some of these games, was just, I mean, it was ugly to watch them try to stop the run. You don't need me to tell you. You can just look at the numbers for yourself. You know it as well as I do. UCF piled up 176 on the ground the week before that. Baylor put up 49 points, rushed for 183 yards on the ground. It was ugly for this West Virginia run defense. So the only reason that you can think of that West Virginia might show up on that side of the ball and stop a guy with the quality of someone like Mario Anderson as well. Maybe defensive coordinator Jeff Kunz is just going to have these guys super motivated and they're playing for Rich Rod and they're playing to get into the transfer portal and they're going to show up in a big way. It's going to be difficult because it's not just the rushing attack. It's not. Seth Hennigan, long-time starting quarterback there for Memphis. Top 4, top 5 passer in the AAC. He loves this program. He's been there forever. These guys have a major chip on their shoulder, and that is something that doesn't get enough attention with this Memphis team. In a day and age when, I mean, you're seeing it, I'm seeing it, everybody's talking about the transfer portal. Who's going where? What's going to happen? Who's leaving? Who's staying? This Memphis team has largely stayed intact. Now, they did not meet their expectations. They were hoping to be a team out of the group of 5 that would make the college football playoff. They went 10-2, 6-2 in the AAC. Last time they were out in the field, they beat a very good top 22 Tulane team. And they are going to try to end this season for this group on a very high note. And that is what Ryan Silverfield, their head coach, has promised to do. I think he really wants this win. He was asked this week, this stood out to me, he was asked this week about the success of former Memphis assistants Dan Lanning, now the head coach at Oregon, and Kenny Dillingham, of course, the head coach at Arizona State. And he said, quote, "I wish we were in the playoffs and had a bye as well. I apologize to our fan base for us not winning the conference championship. That's on me and for us not going to the playoffs. But guess what? This is a wonderful opportunity for us to get our 11th win. There is unity with Memphis. They are motivated. They would love to beat a Power 5 team. They've done that this year. They beat Florida State early in the season. And they beat Iowa State in last year's Liberty Bowl. This is a good program. Frankly, I don't know why West Virginia is getting as much love as they're getting from Vegas in this game as a 4.5-point underdog. So Memphis has the offensive firepower. That's why you're seeing the over-under in this game at 58-59, depending on where you look. West Virginia is going to have to keep up. And maybe you say, hey, this game benefits West Virginia because nobody knows what they're going to be throwing out there schematically on both sides of the ball. It's a bunch of guys who are playing for their future, fighting for their careers as coaches and players, and you know, they might go for it on a 4th and 5 in the first quarter at their own 42-yard line. They are going to play with nothing to lose. Maybe that's why you think West Virginia can keep it close and maybe win the game. But that's literally, when you look at the game, the only reason. You just think that guys are motivated by the logo on the front of the chest and the side of the helmet. I don't see it. Like, what is there to suggest that this team for West Virginia is super motivated based on anything you saw the last month and a half on the football field? There's nothing. And Memphis, here's the other thing. Memphis, yes, the offense gets all the attention, but the defense is pretty darn good. And once again, the defense, you got linebackers like Chandler Martin. They've been around for a while. They're motivated to end careers on a high note. Memphis defensively was tops in the Big 12 or in the AAC in rushing yards allowed per game. They only gave up 104 yards per game on the ground. That was best in the AAC by a pretty wide margin, 8-9 yards ahead of UTSA. If you've watched West Virginia this year, you know that if they don't get that run game going with Garrett Green, their quarterback, who's a dual threat guy, they're going nowhere. They have to get the run game, really the dual threat running game, set up by Garrett Green to have any chance in this game. And Memphis has been pretty darn good against the run all season long. So, I'm looking at the game and I'm saying to myself, how exactly does this thing break for West Virginia? And I'm having a hard time figuring out how exactly. I know Florida State absolutely stunk this year, but Memphis held Florida State early in the season to 37 rushing yards on 24 carries. They held Tulane to 57 rushing yards on 18 carries. Just to put that into some perspective. You want to compare that to earlier in the season? Tulane had 149 rushing yards against Kansas State. Memphis is a good team. They can win this game, and I believe they will win this game, and I also believe they're going to cover the 4.5-point spread in this game. I see Tulane winning this thing something like 38-24 over West Virginia in the Frisco Bowl, coming up on Tuesday night. The game is airing at 8 o'clock Central Time. It is on ESPN. And give me Memphis, Unity, fired-up head coach, team that wants to end on a high note over the Mountaineers, who just fired their head coach. And even if they hadn't fired Neil Brown, I don't think it would have much mattered. Memphis is the better football team that will be highly motivated to beat a Power 4 conference opponent with the better players. Memphis 38, West Virginia 24 in the Frisco Bowl. I'm Pete Mundo. We appreciate you being here on Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We've got free forums you can find us on as well. Go to the website, heartlandcollegesports.com. Sign up for free. We'll see you guys there. Thanks so much, as always, for being here as a part of the show. More content coming your way in the days ahead because bowl season is just getting started, so make sure you are subscribed to the channel.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.